Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Good Friday. This is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministry. So good to see you today in this daily nugget. Be sure to check us out at hisvision.org. Hisvision.org. I so thank God for you today. Now, as we're going to look in this message today, in this nugget, as we conclude this series, the Bible says, "They shall not prevail." And that comes from Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, and it applies both to the life of the church and to everyday challenges that we face. They shall not prevail. And so, have you ever felt like before the enemy was winning, whether in the church, in your family, or in your personal battles? So Jesus gave us a promise that really changes everything, and that is the gates of hell will not prevail. And so today we're going to unpack in this nugget what that means for the church as a whole and also for your life right now. The Bible says in Matthew 16, 18, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my house," or build my church, "and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So Jesus spoke these words to his disciples. It was a critical moment. Peter had just confessed, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in response, Jesus made a promise that really carried the church through the centuries of persecution, opposition, and even trials. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I want you to notice first that it is Christ's church. He didn't say Peter would build it. He didn't hand it over to governments or organizations. Jesus himself is the builder, and he builds on the solid foundation of who he is, the Son of the living God. And so that truth alone assures us that the church is not fragile or fleeting. It's eternal because it rests on Christ himself. Now consider that phrase, "the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Gates are not weapons of attack. Gates are defensive structures that are meant to hold territory. And so Jesus was saying the powers of darkness cannot withstand the advance of his church. So listen, wherever the gospel goes, chains are broken, lives are transformed, the enemy loses ground. And I think this is a powerful promise for the church, but it also applies to our lives personally. Every believer is a part of Christ's body. And we all face certain times when we feel like the enemy's just really pressing against us. Maybe it's discouragement, a division, temptation, fear. Maybe it's pressure at work, conflict at home, doubts of faith. But Jesus promised, it is clear, and the enemy will not prevail. And so we've got to always make sure of that. And so the enemy will try to divide. The enemy will try to deceive and destroy. But the church belongs to Christ, and he will sustain it. He will purify, and he will use it to shine the light in the darkest places. In our everyday lives, this promise reminds us that no attack from the enemy has final word over us. The diagnosis doesn't define you. That betrayal doesn't destroy you. That failure doesn't finish you. The cross and the empty tomb, praise God, have already guaranteed victory. So how do we respond? First of all, with courage. We don't retreat in fear. We move forward in faith, knowing that Christ is building his church and his people. Second, with confidence. Listen, we don't trust in our own strength, but in his power. And third, with commitment, because the enemy, listen, will not prevail. We can stay faithful, keep serving, and keep sharing. Friend, listen, you may be facing a battle right now that feels very overwhelming, but take heart, because the gates of hell will not prevail. Stand strong, keep believing, because Christ is building his church, and if you belong to him, he is building you. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for the promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. Strengthen my heart when the enemy presses in. Help me to walk in courage, confidence, and commitment, knowing that the victory is already won. Through you and your powerful name, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you again for joining for these daily nuggets. Let me invite you once again to visit at hisvision.org or even my personal ministry site at shanelawson.com. And I hope that you have a very blessed weekend. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, we'll see you again next Monday.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.